Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. It is Freedom Friday. You know what that means here on Political Coffee? It means you can call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. Doesn't matter what it is. It's just whatever is on your mind. You got something burning in your chest. You just want to get out. This is your day. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 or email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, thanks to Paul for sending me the compiled list of names from Jeffrey Epstein's island flight logs. There's some interesting names on that. Gail, thanks for the pine needle tea YouTube video. And Greg, I just got to tell you, I am so the Joe Biden cartoon you sent me is just incredible. It just, you know, cartoons. I mean, it just, man, it just says it all. I do appreciate that. Also, a few other things. I want to read to you a great email from Avis. She has done yeoman's work in just making sure that we all know a number of things, especially when it comes to Mike Nierman. The hearing tonight for Mike Nierman, not hearing, folks, it is the PCP meeting where the folks, the precinct committee persons of only the Republican Party who live in House District 23 are going to be allowed to vote. It is tonight, starts at 6 o'clock. It is in Dallas. It is open, however, to anyone. And if you're a Republican, you live outside of House District 23, and you want to be there to show support for Mike Nierman, this is your night to do that. It's the weekday school of the Bible. I put it up on my show plan and my Facebook page yesterday, okay? 1156 Southeast Holman Avenue. 1156 Southeast Holman, H-O-L-M-A-N, Avenue, Dallas. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight. Okay? Show your support. Now, let me also just say to you that, interestingly enough, last night, the Oregon Right to Life, which Mike Nierman has been a steadfast supporter of, pro-life issues, is not endorsing him. They're endorsing three other people. Now, this is the Oregon House Republican Caucus in full panic mode, in my humble opinion, working behind the scenes with a very influential lobby group, which is Oregon Right to Life. You know, the Oregon Republican Party and Republicans in general, with the exception of some liberals like Newt Bueller and others that are completely out of touch with the party anyway, they are very much pro-life, very much pro-life. And in this case, the people who are going to vote for Mike Nierman are pro-lifers. So it does carry weight. There's no question about it with the Oregon Right to Life, which gives money to all of these Republicans that profess to be, of course, pro-life. They have chosen, and I find this interesting, but I want to read this email to you, but I will do it, and it's important friends. I mean, it is. And there's another House bill, too. I got another House bill that passed. Thank you. Thank you, Fred. And those of you Rhino senators. But I will read you this email from Avis about Mike Nierman. And I want you to listen to it. But it is Freedom Friday. And before I do the email, I promise you, on Freedom Friday, by the way, we go to the phones early. So, you know, call often, call early. No, just kidding about call often. We just take one call a day. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. You're on your way to work, or you got something you just got to get off your chest, call, and I'll put you on the air as quick as I possibly can. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. I want to make a couple statements. First, I don't know how many PCPs here in Marion County there actually are. When I was investigating this thing, I found out in my district, of course, I'm not in Mike's district, but out of the total of 16 PCPs, in my district, there are only two that are currently filled. So there's actually 14. Yes, there's only 14. So I'm kind of curious, but I didn't check into that, how many actual PCPs there are in Nierman's district that actually can cast a vote today. I want to state, okay, the most important aspect now is to get a hold of the Marion County and the Polk County commissioners, and if you're supporting Mike, let them know about it, because they're the ones who are going to really, really vote. Okay, so enough said on that. We can discuss PCPs more later. I may be even interested in getting involved, since there's so many open seats. I haven't decided yet. But
okay, on good. To go. Keep going.
On to my main thing. You know, Rich wrote an email at the end of the show day before yesterday that I was wrong and that I should sign the petition. And I wanted to state, no, I have my opinion. And I don't think that law is legal. And I believe that we should be focusing on going to the courts and getting it killed. Because, number one, the leadership in the state of Oregon don't give a dang about laws. And anyways, perfect, or the people. Because, for example, remember what they did with the licensing of illegal aliens? We voted, we don't want it. And they turned around and passed another law. So
that's
Jeff,
true. They did. Mm-hmm.
Here's the simple fact of the matter is, the only way we're going to ensure that this law is not enacted and not enacted quickly is to take it to court and fight it. The Constitution is very clear. There shall be no law that if infringes on the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And this is clearly an infringement on our rights. And
okay, Art,
I'm
going to cut you off there, brother, because I need to move on. It's Freedom Friday. I've got to move on. Thank
I know,
you. I
brother.
Appreciate it. And I appreciate you calling. I disagree respectfully. And,
I
do mean this. Because when you,
hey, cool.
when you allow a law like this to be put in place, do you realize to get it into the courts and then get it up to the Supreme Court ultimately where it would have to go is going to take 5 to 6 years. In the meantime, all kinds of damage is done, number one. And it will take at least $2 million in legal fees to get it there. And there's no sign that anybody is stepping up to the plate to do that. Heck, it's going to be hard enough just to get the signatures to even try to put it to a vote to repeal the petition. If we successfully get enough signatures, however, to put it to a vote of the people, the law goes on hold immediately. That's where I would ask you to reconsider your viewpoint.
Well, it does go on hold if you get a judgment in federal court that it doesn't.
But you
go
won't.
Into
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to take it to court. NRA's not going to do it. They'd be talking about it. Their lobbyists would be talking about it, and they're not.
Well, and
this
I believe
this is the problem.
We,
unless you can write the check, Art, and I don't think you can, because I know you love your brother. But anyway, I got to let you go. Okay.
Great day, buddy.
All right, let's move on to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts? Welcome.
Morning. I think we may have already reached our 70% on the O'Biden rule on opening up Oregon.
And
the reason is that right now we have tested 5,364,484 people. According to the census, there's only 4,327,000 people in Oregon.
Wow.
So what that means is that according to the Oregon Health Authority site, if you work in Oregon but you live in Washington State or Idaho or California or whatever, you may still be eligible to get the vaccine here because of what you do as an occupation. So the numbers are very misleading. I mean, I could be totally wrong, but it seems like there's a little higher number of people that have been total tested than there are people in the state. So are we being held down because the number is different for 5,364,484 people versus 4,327,000? 70% difference when you're dealing with big numbers is quite a few people.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting question. I mean, I leave it to you, the numbers guy, to figure this stuff out. Thankfully, I'm glad you do, and I appreciate you calling and telling us about it.
Like I said, I observe things, and I'm not sure I'm always right, but I'm always questioning things. That's the way I was taught. There's too many people in the United States that haven't been taught that. It's called question authority.
It is an appropriate thing to do. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. That's an interesting thought. Have we already reached it? In fact, probably exceeded it, sounds like. I'll get to the Mike Nierman email about from Avis about why Mike Nierman deserves to be reappointed to the seat in House District 23 in a moment. As you know, folks, the heat wave is here, and it's going to be extremely hot. Freedom Heating and Air can keep you cool. If you know that your air conditioning system is not up to the task, you better call them today, friends. I mean today. And they'll respond. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. They have been in business 40 years in the Salem area because they take care of their customers, well over 40 years. And if you missed Glenn's glowing personal recommendation, his personal experience with them, you missed probably the biggest reason that you should do business with Freedom Heating and Air. Give them a call today, freedomheatingandair.net. When I come back, it is 6:20. I will share with you this great email. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. It doesn't have to be anything on my plate. It's on your plate.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to welcome a new advertiser to this show and this radio station. Pfeiffer Roofing is a great Salem-based family-owned company. They've been in business since 1978 here in Salem. You know, their motto is something they live up to. Their motto is prompt, reliable service for 40 years. And that's true. I've actually been in business 43 years. Trevor Pfeiffer is son of the founder, and he now runs the company. And Trevor came out to my home not long ago, made the trip to the farm, and shared with me how it is that they do such a great job taking care of their customers, and how thorough they truly are in the things that they do. When they come out and they look at your roof, and you're going to hear an ad that starts playing today. Seriously, when's the last time a roofer came out to your house and said to you, you don't need a new roof? We can tune it up and we can make it last maybe another 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. They have a great new product, friends, that does just that. Instead of putting a new roof on your home, and you know how expensive that is, instead of doing that, they can do a roof tune-up with a product called Roof Max. It is a one-of-a-kind product that you can't get anywhere. It is made from soybean oil. No kidding. Roof Max, as he explained it to me, when you find spots, when their inspectors find a spot on your roof, maybe it's been leaking, maybe it's going to leak, they can spray this product on. And it literally permeates into the roof material, and it rejuvenates it. No kidding. It rejuvenates your roof and seals it up. That's fantastic, and it is done at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. No kidding. Pfeiffer Roofing, folks. Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer Roofing, right here in Salem. So if you know that your roof has been leaking, you better call them. And they'll take care of you, and they'll be honest with you right up front, and they'll look at all of the things around your roof, no matter what kind of a roof it is, flat roof, pitched roof, doesn't matter. They can work, make it work for you. And if your roof has some leaks, Roof Max might be the product for you. And it gives you a few more years to start putting money away to pay for the eventual new roof that you'll have to have. Pfeiffer Roofing. Check them out on the web, folks. Pfeiffer Roofing, right here in Salem. Welcome. Welcome to KSLM, Trevor and your family and all your great employees. Pfeiffer Roofing, welcome to Political Coffee. It's great to have you aboard. Check it out, folks. Roof Max. So Avis writes this. She says to the commissioners, she wrote this to all of the commissioners that are going to, in fact, vote on whether who to replace Mike Nierman. She says Mike Nierman deserves and has earned his seat as a representative of House District 23 here in Oregon. No one can support our Oregon Constitution more, and that becomes very clear when Mike teaches free classes to constituents and speaks at numerous rallies all over this state about our liberty and our rights we Oregonians have. Mike has established himself as a Mr. Oregon Encyclopedia when anyone or any organization needs help. Mike is conscientious, meticulous, and accurate when he helps everyone. I volunteered, she writes, more than 50 shifts in the Republican office in Salem from June 3rd, 2020 through October 29th, 2020. Oftentimes, when people came in with questions I could not answer, if Mike happened to be in the office, he always stopped what he was doing to help the constituents. Other legislators have not made themselves available to even visit the office, let alone make themselves available to help the people of Oregon in the same manner. We Oregonians in the trenches realize when the media and the Democrats are not happy with a thorn in their side, like Mike Nierman. We know these folks will do anything to eliminate what they consider a problem person. Unlike real Oregonians, they do not deal in the facts. And then she goes on to describe the guy who opened the door after Mike Nierman, you see him on the video walking out the door, that guy called Lars Larson. to say he was the guy who walked in behind Mike Nierman that day. He said that he and others who went into the door were not armed with long guns and pitchforks like the media claimed. And he said, we did not know who Mr. Nierman was till we saw the video blasting all over the TV networks. According to the Oregon Constitution, he said, we the people were not supposed to be shut out of our house. If the legislature was conducting our business behind closed doors, we wanted to be there, period. That's quote unquote. And she goes on to talk about other things. She believes Mike Nierman deserves to be reappointed. I will tell you, folks, you have no idea how much more work Mike Nierman has done behind the scenes and is still doing behind the scenes for the cause of liberty, not just the Republican Party, folks. To have the Republican Party throw him under the bus, because great organizations that I love, like Oregon Right to Life, have been pressured, no doubt, by the House Republicans. They're embarrassed at their actions, and they are cowardly. I'm sorry. They should not have voted to expel him. They should have offered up a censure motion and stood firm. As Avis points out, few people have gone into that Republican office and been there as much and have helped the Oregon Republican Party as much as Mike Nierman. But folks, far beyond that, he has done things to create liberty for you that I can't talk to you about. I wish I could, because I've worked with Mike Nierman. I know his heart. His heart is to stand up for you and to stand up for liberty. So I'm going to ask you to stand up for him. Show up at that meeting tonight. Show up at that meeting. Life is good. In Dallas, the Weekday School of the Bible, 1156 Southeast Holman Avenue, Dallas, Oregon. Tonight, 6 o'clock. Your presence known. Stand up and support. 6:30, back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Anything's on the table. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. It is an honor to be behind the microphone and have conversations with you that are meaningful. Help you change your world by persuading a persuadable person. Just giving you that there ammunition you need to have those persuadable conversations, not arguing with people, because rarely does that change anybody's mind. But thoughtful, meaningful conversations do. Isn't there a great verse in the Bible that says, come, let us reason together? Yeah, I think so. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Folks, it's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. It doesn't have to be anything I'm talking about. Period. And it's easy. You pick up the phone and call, and I will do my best to get you on the air as quick as I can. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Like the one I got from Mo. Mo says about Mike Nierman, my vice chair and I will be there tonight in support of Mike Nierman. I wonder if the cowards who voted to expel him will attend. Not likely. I would say not likely. Or should they? I mean, could you imagine if you're one of the House Republicans who voted to expel Mike Nierman? You're going to show up tonight. You're going to show up tonight and face the wrath. Rich writes an email, says, the Republican Party in Oregon. My friends and I are very concerned in the direction or lack of direction the GOP of the GOP in this state is in. Seems to be moving in the wrong direction, to the left. I'm not sure who's driving the bus to the left. It doesn't seem to be the people you see at the meetings. It's too bad. This is the perfect time to really move in the right direction. Timing is perfect. So who or what group is driving the bus? Find that out, and you can know how to fix it. Yeah. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. By the way, to give you a quick update on a couple of things, remember retired Army Sergeant Ken Harrelson? Some of you gave money to it. Mr. Lewis, you did, and I'm grateful for that. He was arrested on January 6th at the Capitol rally, is still in a Washington, D.C. jail. His wife, Angel Harrelson, has this Give, Send, Go fundraiser. It's a fundraiser. $192,000 is what they have raised so far. Out of a goal, $500,000. It's very expensive to find lawyers to represent him. So her update as of today was this. I just spoke to Ken, and he is with the other guys in the D.C. jail now, and he sounds better. He is okay right now. This guy, decorated Army combat veteran, has been in solitary confinement, folks. They finally took him out of it. She says, I'm taking my donations and using it to send them in there, the funds for the commissary, messaging and other things, if they need it. This is for other people too, by the way, just so you know that. She says, I'm limited to so many and how much I can send each day, as I found out today, but that's okay, that it will not stop me from helping them. If there is any women that are locked up for the same thing, please send me a message. I would love to help. I did lose my job assignment as of last night, but that's okay. I have faith that better things will come. I will continue on what I have been doing and never give up on our patriots being free. So there you go. That's an update for you on Freedom Friday. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. There was another bill that passed, and it's a House bill, and of course it's getting its third reading in the Senate. This is House Bill 3265. Basically, what this does is it prohibits a law enforcement agency or a public body from denying services, benefits, privileges, or opportunities to certain individuals based on federal civil immigration actions. Inquiring about an individual's citizenship status without connection to criminal investigation or providing information about an individual in custody to a federal immigration authority. And it goes on and on here. Plus now, it requires the Department of Justice to report to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission any action between a federal government authority or even the federal government authority even requesting information on illegal aliens. That's what this is about. And they have to, the commission has to continually publish reports. It prohibits a public body, law enforcement agency, or officer from entering into specific agreements related to federal immigration enforcement. It allows any person to bring action. This is it. This is the trial lawyers, folks. Any person to bring action, to legal action, to enjoin a law enforcement agency or public body from providing certain immigration. So, and of course, it has an emergency clause because it's such an emergency. Here's the deal, folks. You know what this does? Thank you, Fred. You and the Republicans, by you hanging around and not walking out the door and negotiating your way back into the building because irrespective of what the lie that Fred tries to say. Well, the fact that we walked out three times before and Herman Bertzinger poisoned the well, the Democrats said they wouldn't negotiate. Yeah, right. Did you try? Did you call their bluff? No, Fred, because you're pathetic. Anyway, what this does, this basically gives an opportunity for any sheriff who is the final law enforcement authority, the highest, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, as you know, the highest law enforcement officer in the land. It gives people the opportunity to sue the sheriff. If the sheriff says, no, your law is unconstitutional, and I'm going to cooperate with federal law enforcement agencies, federal immigration agencies, however I choose to. This now allows them, by state law, the opportunity to sue that sheriff. See how this works, folks? I'm going to go back to something that Art said, you know, and why he doesn't want to sign the petition. And I'm going to get to the petition in a moment. Again, thank you, Avis, for that, reminding me, because it's really important you sign the petition the right way. And I do mean it, folks, the right way. Have to do it the right way. But it goes back to signing the petition. The problem is, yes, it ought to be thrown out in court. That takes years and years and years. Maybe we get lucky if somebody decides to sue. The problem is nobody's going to do it. Oregon Firearms Federation doesn't have the resources like the NRA does to do this. NRA is not going to bring a lawsuit. They already have similar lawsuits in other parts of the country. In the meantime, they're not going to try to stop this thing. They're probably not going to give us any money to go get the petitions to put this to a vote of the people. It's called a referral. It's allowed in Oregon's constitution. Most states don't have that. This is true. So maybe we get the signatures to do it. That's the only way we can stop this, because nobody's going to sue unless a lawyer steps up and offers his services, his or her services, free to some constituent. Once the thing's, remember, this cannot, because it doesn't have an emergency clause, it goes into effect 91 days after the end of the legislative session, which is hopefully going to be Sunday. So here's the deal, folks. This thing will go into effect unless we turn in enough signatures to say, no, we want to put it to a vote of the people. Then it goes on hold until we vote on it. The problem is that just it's not likely to happen unless somebody's going to step up to the plate and file the lawsuit and ask for an injunction. I just don't see it happening. We'd be hearing about it if it were. Are we going to get enough signatures? I hope so. I truly hope so, because we, the people, need to vote on this. But then we have to figure out, here's the other part about it. How can we compete against the millions of dollars that will come from Mike Bloomberg, the rich New Yorker, whose goal is to take your guns away from you? Can we compete against that? Can we raise enough money? Will the NRA come in? Or will they just let it go because it's quote unquote blue Oregon? Because the messaging will be all emotional, and it'll be all about little kids finding a gun that's unlocked. It's not going to be about the true realities that Fred and the boys who stood around and wouldn't fight for you, use the tool they have made it almost impossible for you to defend your family. Somebody's kicking in the door, like happens regularly in Oregon. Thanks. Anyway, back. When we come back, I'll tell you why you have to be so careful.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, I'll share with you the why it is so important that you follow the instructions clearly on the 10-line petition on letting you and I, the citizen, have a vote on Senate Bill 554, which is just a bad bill that, once again, the Democrats outmaneuvered genius Fred, who thought he was so smart, such a great negotiator. He got that emergency clause removed so we could do this. We could gather the signatures and put it to a vote of the people. And then, of course, after he did that, and they stood on the floor and they fought and they used every maneuver they could, but they still lost. It went to the House. And guess what the House did? They changed it to add in the gun storage bill. Just remember, Senate Bill 554 wasn't about that. So that was the plan all along. Now, Fred's not smart enough to know that, because he trusts Peter Courtney. He trusts the Democrats that they're going to actually keep their word. They're Marxists, folks, by any means necessary. Anyway, here's the reality. If you're going to print off one of these petitions and you go to responsibleresponse.com. By the way, you know who put up this website and made it happen? Mike Nierman, folks. No kidding. Mike Nierman. Did any of the other Republicans do this? Well, yeah, there were three of them that, along with Mike Nierman, launched the referral effort. Anyway, here's the deal. Go to responsibleresponse.com, and I'll get to the phones in a second, guys. Just hang on. Make sure, this is so critical. You have to, if you print it off, you have to print it on both sides with a cover sheet on one side and the signature page on the other. You can't print two single-sided sheets and staple them. If you do, all your signatures will be invalid. Go to Responsible Response and follow the instructions carefully. You can't print off two separate sheets and staple them together. They will not accept it. You will waste your time. You print double-sided with the cover sheet on one side and the signature page on the other. And it's all there. All you have to do is download it and do it. It's on the website, responsibleresponse.com. To the phones, this is Freedom Friday. We'll start with Tim, then we'll go to Ron, and we'll go to Freddie. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. We talk a lot about China and Russia and the possibility of a conflict. Do you know that since the 93% of the time, U.S. has been at war? It's 225 out of 243. When I was in high school in Silverton, in the student lounge, they would show live film of World War II. And we knew about World War II. Period. So if we've been at war 93% of the time that we've existed, why do people think that China and Russia are a non-event?
Well, because we're too distracted, I think, Tim, number one, by our success as Americans living the great American dream, number one, and number two is we're distracted by all this social media and all these other things that take our time, and we're not thinking about that. And that what you've just described is not being taught by and large in school today. It's a fair question to ask, but I think the answer is because we're just distracted and we're a victim of our own success. I think that's sad. It's wonderful to have the success, but we need to take it serious. China and Russia are not our friends. Thanks, Tim. Great point. Corby writes an email quickly before I go to our next caller. Another example of how far over the cliff we've gone. We can't hardly find a lawyer that is a patriot or an American. All they can think about is greed in themselves. If I were a lawyer, I would defend them for a small fee or free. Sad that the attorneys of this country become so gutless. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. Go.
The number for the meeting and then the time, I heard 556. I didn't hear the street.
Okay, let me give it to you. It is, let me get to the right email here. It is 1156, 1156, Southeast Holman, H-O-L-M-A-N, Avenue.
Thank you. And the time?
And it's at 6 o'clock this evening.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your willingness to participate. Stand up for Mike Nierman, folks. Again, you have no idea the stuff that Mike Nierman has done for you and for your liberty. Believe me, I could tell you more, but I can't, okay? For reasons maybe someday I'll be able to discuss with you. Before I go to Freddie, because Freddie's kind of going to end the show here, a couple of quick emails. Dale wanted to know, repeating the information regarding the Nierman meeting tonight in Dallas. And he's still saying, I haven't heard anything from the Fred recall. Yeah. Me either, and that worries me. I hope something's going on quietly behind the scenes that we just don't know about. The other Dale writes in and says, Senator Boquist already stated he will be filing an injunction on Senate Bill 554. Thank you, Brian Boquist. I appreciate that. CBD is something that can make your life better. I hope you try to buy some CBD from Pro Bioscience, based here in Salem. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, you get to end the show today, my friend.
Jeff, there's a big turning point happening in this country, and it's called critical race theory, and it's the women going after the school boards because of their children, and that's going to be a huge turning point, because when you mess with a woman and her children, you got a big problem, and these school districts have a big problem right now.
You know, have you seen some of those videos of these school districts where that's been happening? It's amazing. In fact, some of those women have gotten arrested.
Absolutely. And they're messing with the wrong people, because when the women in this country stand up, things happen. And that's what's going to happen.
Amen. Well said, Freddie. It's a great observation. Julie's one of those women, and she says, when I was in school, if you were an optimist, you took Russian. If you were a pessimist, you took Chinese. Freddie is so right, friends. If you want to stand up for liberty, if you want to make sure that the great America that you knew as a child and that you've experienced is there for your children and your grandchildren, you get the women to show up. And believe me, they will change things. Folks, pray tonight that the PCPs make the right decision in choosing Mike Nierman. Pray for Mike and Deborah. Pray for this great state and this nation. It's worth it to keep fighting for it. Stay cool this week.